You're listening to Illinois Public Media. I'm U of I Extension's Todd Gleason in with the mid-morning market update from the CME Group in Chicago. At this hour, futures are lower across the floor in the grains and the oil seeds. Corn futures are at $3.70¾ in the May contract, down 2¼. December, 2¼ lower at $3.95¼. May beans at $9.65¾, 9½ cents lower. November at $9.50¼, down 6½. Bean meal off $2.90. Bean oil down 24 cents. Hard red winter wheat is trading the July down 5¼ at $5.13¾. The soft red at $4.96¼, down 4 cents for the morning. Live cattle futures are a dime lower in the April contract at $156.20. The feeders are $212.95, and they are actually up now 30 cents for the day. Although the May contract is down 40, and the May lean hogs at $70.40, down $1.20. Here to take up these numbers and to work through what they might mean for the day and what trade can be expected through the coming months is Jackie Vank. She's at Stuart Peterson from right here in Champaign County. Good morning to you, Jackie.
Well, good morning, Todd. How are you?
I am doing very well. It's a little cool, and I suppose producers are thinking, hey, wait a second, we've got cold weather coming in. Our planting is going okay, but this is going to slow things down. Why are the markets lower this morning?
Yeah, well, I think, you know, the fact that we were 3% higher the planted than what we were the, you know, last year at the same time has the traders convinced that any kind of open period, whether it's cool or not, is going to get some of the land planted. You know, the interesting part when you look at, I was looking at weekly charts this morning, you know, we're flirting with some pretty dangerous areas. If you look at July corn, you know, 375 area, and we went down to 377¼ this morning. You know, the trend line's down at 372, and if we would close below trend line, that puts us in line for trying to test that 346¾ from September. December corn, 62% retracements at 394 of the last big move that we had. We're at 395 right now, and there too, any close below that puts us in danger of going back to the old contract lows. You look the same thing on beans. I mean, it's interesting because they're all kind of trending in the same direction. The July beans, of course, a little bit better than anything else there, but 966. They've got support at that 949 level. And so trend line's at 945. Anything can happen. November, 927½. That was a low from September, and that happens to be the trend line, too. So that's certainly where major support is. Now, there's a lot of psychological support here at 950, but we've even seen wheat, turn around today. And I think a lot of it, Todd, is related to the issue with avian bird flu. You know, this morning we saw a lot of people talking about soy meal and being concerned about soy meal. And I got some numbers on that. If we lost 10 million birds, that's the equivalent of about 40,000 tons of meal demand. And in the U.S., we use, in our livestock industry, we use 30.5 million tons of soy meal per year. So, yes, it's a definite loss. You know, that 5.3 million birds?
Right.
Okay. You know,
and
puts us at 20,000 tons.
That's just the chickens. That's not the turkey, including the turkeys. That's just one farm.
And just one farm.
Yeah.
Right. But the bigger issue, Todd, is what happened this morning, and that's that Mexico came in and banned Iowa eggs and chickens.
Right.
And, you know, Mexico is the largest our largest consumer of U.S. poultry now. They've eclipsed Russia by quite a bit. And Iowa happens to be the largest egg-producing state in the United States. And I got a few numbers on that. You know, it represents more than 8,000 jobs in that state and about $2 billion a year to their economy, and $19.3 million in tax revenue. So, you know, that's certainly not a great thing. They had the latest information I could get was from 13. At that time, they had 291 million laying chickens. So if you look at 5.3 million, that's 1.8% of the total from back then. But, you know, this isn't a small thing. You know, when you look at the broilers, the eggs, the turkeys, and the chickens, that's a $45 billion impact on our economy.
Right.
And so, you know, it's concerning. There's no question. We have 30 countries, well, 31 now, since the beginning of April, who have banned imports from the United States when it comes to poultry because of avian flu. So this definitely makes for a big problem in general. And, you know, it has implications for corn, too. I have been working my butt off, to be honest with you, trying to find out some good numbers, you know, as far as how much corn these guys actually consume. But, you know, just like livestock, you know, it's a part of feed residual.
Yes, it is.
I have one lead, so maybe I as someone who keeps track of things for the poultry industry, but we'll see once if they get back to me or not. It'll be interesting to actually see. I guess I could kind of guess from my old days of doing nutrition consulting, but I don't really care to do a lot of guessing.
Yeah, so this is important economically, and I suppose those farmers and others that are listening probably are wondering why we hear about quarantines and all those sorts of things. Earlier, in just a few minutes, in fact, at 10 o'clock this morning, USDA, along with CDC, will address for the press, and hopefully I'll be able to catch a good portion of this and get some of it recorded and posted to our website and with us this afternoon during the closing mark report. And I have one of the experts from the OVI scheduled to come in at 10:30 to talk to me this morning about this as well. But if we go back, I think, Jackie, and think about what this really means and why producers and the government gets so involved, it's not in this case, or for instance with hoof and mouth disease, and this might be the most relevant example, I don't think it's a health issue for humans. It hasn't been yet, although sometimes these things do jump. That's probably why the CDC is involved this morning, not because it's jumped, but to calm fears.
Right.
I'll know more later. But if you think, for instance, about hoof and mouth disease and all the fires that the UK had put up when they had hoof and mouth, a decade ago, and remember watching the animals. They were liquidating animals at that time. They're liquidating animals on these farms now here in the United States. It's because it has such an economic impact. The animals just don't gain weight. They can't get them to market. So they try to eliminate that disease as quickly as possible. And trade shuts down for this very same reason. They don't want it to move from one nation to the other, from one state to the other.
That's right.
It's a big deal. It makes for some really big headlines, especially when you see, for instance, they're going to dispose of, and I think the number now is 3.8 million birds off that farm than 5.3.
Right.
But
right.
It's still these are big numbers. These are big numbers and scary numbers, but it's about the economics of the situation as much, because the economics say this causes a problem for the industry and over time for the producers, and we need, and they're just trying to protect that process.
You betcha. And, you know, when you look at how much value has been added back to the products because of the fact that we've had the trade partnerships with these other countries like Mexico, where they take parts that we don't use.
Right.
You know, here
in
the United States.
Dark meat in particular, right.
Yes. And so, you know, when you think about that, it's far-reaching is what it is. I think some people think it's not a big deal. It's a big deal. There's no question. I think it's probably a poultry... just like PEDV was a hog farmer's nightmare, this avian bird flu is a poultry nightmare. The only thing I think we can hope for is that perhaps the temperatures start to come up, and usually, you know, the flu viruses start to back off. But, you know, we don't know. Avian bird flu has been around for a long time.